over the course of my time on GWA, I've had the beautiful opportunity to meet and talk to many of you. Well, not face-to-face meeting, but I just talk with many of you online or in chat or voice chat. And what I find beautiful and amazing about that is that everybody has a story. Every single person comes here for a different reason. And many of you are dealing with real life difficult issues. And I appreciate the time that you take to spend with me. I appreciate the few minutes of escape that we get to share together. I'm very honored by that. And so I present to you this commentary. It was written by the lovely Tolia, and who I've had the chance to talk to. And like many of you, she has good reasons that she writes and is here, many of them very personal. And so her writing struck a chord with me, and I wanted to take a few minutes and read through this, because I think it's beautiful and speaks to what many of us deal with. This is for all the lonely hearts out there this Valentine's. The right person will come, but self-love is very important as well. You deserve to be loved and be happy. And it can be especially hard at this present time. But you can find love in other things too. Maybe a friend you were close with, or a family member. Maybe a fluffy companion, or online friends. Love comes in many forms and shapes. And I know Valentine is mostly for people in relationships, but it doesn't have to be. It can come in so many different forms. So first and foremost, let me start with yourself. You deserve to love yourself, because everything you've gone through has led you right to this moment. Every trial, every hurdle, you and only you got through it. And that is a pretty fucking amazing thing to do. You are strong and powerful. Be it in your words, art of any form, self-expression, and you should show love to yourself. I know it can be rather lonely and tedious, but you are worth everything that you think you are and more. Self-worth is important. You should not settle for fear of being alone. There is a love story out there for you, and it's waiting for you, for the right time and the right place and the right person. So, right now I want you to do something. I want you to write 5 compliments to yourself, as if you were looking at someone else. And maybe, when you accomplish that, you will be able to see how special you are. You might think this is a task you're not up to, but if you are kind to others, why not start off by being kind with yourself? Cupid may have missed you this year, but God is already writing your story, and boy, it's going to be epic. That love story you crave for, it's within your reach. You just have to take it one step at a time and have hope. Indulge this weekend. Buy yourself a treat. Buy yourself that bunch of flowers, or that bar of chocolate, or that nice takeout meal. And a little gift you've been saving, because you are fucking worth it. Serotonin is a great feeling, and it lifts up the darkest of moods. So, all you need to do is realize that you, dear listener, are worth it. That's why you clicked on this audio. Because you wanted positivity and comfort. Because you know that you deserve the best. I know seeking comfort from an audio is not the same as a real thing. But it can provide you with the words you seek. And maybe a little validation that you need. That you are so fucking worth it. You are worth loving, and you are worth knowing. Don't be down that you're alone this Valentine's. Your perfect is probably thinking the exact same thing. Love is beautiful and kind and deserves to be seen and expressed. Let your love towards others be seen by yourself, because you are amazing, sweet, caring, and last but not least, you are important. So I hope these words provide a little comfort, knowing that I care and I am rooting for you. I'm hoping that you learn to love the amazing, kind, caring, and yes, awesome person that you are. Don't let the doubts and the insecurities overcome the good things that you are. Because you are full of goodness and light. Each person, including you, has the ability to get through anything. Sometimes you may struggle and fall, but you always get back up and always try. Trying's the whole point of life. You can try to do anything you put your mind to. So if you don't want to be alone this Valentine's, reach out to friends. Reach out to loved ones who spend time with those that love you now. Here, I'm going to recite a little poem for you that the writer of this script wrote for you, dear listener. Dear listener, you may be alone this Valentine's Day, but it will not always be this way. Love is heading in your direction. It's the stranger offering warmth and affection. It's the fluffy and cute making you smile. It's the friend you haven't heard from in a while. It is the smile upon your face that blesses others with your grace. Cupid missed his shot when aiming at your heart, but Cupid always comes back and finally hits that dart. One day someone amazing will come by to you. And you'll know why love never passed you by. So, dear listener, don't be feeling down. No one falls in love with a frown. So shine your light and smile. Your love story might take a while. I hoped you liked this short, sweet poem by Sunsets. So please look in the mirror and know that the person staring back is worthy of love. And is so worthy of happiness. Don't allow negativity in your heart, dear listener. You are far too good for that. I want to offer you a big virtual cuddle because you deserve it. And you have a place to come and lay your head and listen if you are feeling all alone. That's nice. Because you are never alone. You always have me and others to provide you with the affection and support you need. Find an audio that really turns you on and listen and enjoy and practice self-loving. Find out what you like and do it. You are an amazing person who just wants to be found. Why not go out there and find yourself? Learn to love yourself. And lastly, learn to tell yourself that you're not alone. Take care for now, dear listener. And know, if you ever want to return, then just click this link. And I will be here to remind you of the amazing person you are. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And may your day be full of surprises. Smile for me. Good. And wait. Waiting is worth it when the right person comes along. And you are brave and strong and not alone. You have me. All my loving and sweet vibes headed your way. Kisses. Goodbye, sweet Valentine. May love always be on your side.